Jefferson City Seminar by Eugene Coulter. On February 6 and 7, over 25 members of the state affiliate descended on our state capitol to bring attention to our legislators the issues that concern blind persons in Missouri. Nearly all members of the legislature were very receptive to our concerns. Carol and I went to 20 offices and had lengthy meetings with several representatives. By the time we left the capitol, two of the members we met had signed up to be co-sponsors of HB 510. That bill would allow the Family Support Division, FSD, to send out blind pension reviews by regular mail instead of certified mail. It may be due to all of everyone's efforts that it was scheduled for a hearing that very next week before the General Laws Committee. Our other bill, HB 812, would mandate that prescription labels be accessible to the blind and visually impaired. This bill also received a great deal of positive feedback, but unfortunately does not have any co-sponsors. It was a very positive and uplifting experience for those of us that went, and I would encourage everyone to go in the future. We can never have too many advocates. While this day was a two-day experience, our job's not done. Members should write their legislators asking them to support these bills. You can easily find out who your senator is by going to www.senate.mo.gov and your representatives by going to www.house.mo.gov, where there are forms to look up who your elected officials are. Do not hesitate to also write members of the various committees handling the bill or legislators who represent areas nearby where you live. These pieces of legislation are important to the future of blind persons in Missouri. It should also be pointed out that FSD can begin sending out annual reviews beginning in April.